it ain't no two ways about it, Andy. But we can make this one of the greatest lodges in the world. With me as the kingfish and you as the waiter.
Oh, sure, sure. Me and you can pick it up all right, kingfish.
Well, here come Amos.
Well, Amos, you just in time.
Hello there, kingfish.
Hello there, Amos.
Brother Amos, how is you?
Oh, I'm all right, thank you.
We were just requesting some things here about the lodge.
You been doing what?
We've been talking over the situation.
Well, what's the matter down there now?
Go ahead, kingfish. Tell Amos some of the stuff that we are going to do.
Well, Amos, you know, we've got to have some money in the lodge bank account before we can go ahead with the great work.
Yeah, I guess you've got to have some money if you're going to fix up the place down there.
Me and the kingfish have done figured the whole thing out. All you got to do is sit still and do what we tell you to do. We have done all the thinking already.
Now, go ahead, kingfish. Tell me what you're going to do.
Go ahead.
Well, Brother Amos, we have done decided to assess the number.
What is he going to do,
Recess them, Amos. Recess them. Make them pay some money.
Amos, we are going to tell the brothers that on account of everything going wrong, that each member is going to have to pay $5.
Wait a minute, sir. I ain't got no $5 to be paid.
Explain that part of it to him, kingfish. That's the stuff that you told me. Explain that to
him. I have got it fixed so that the officers ain't got a penis.
How did you do that?
Amos, just like I told you, me and the kingfish can run this lodge so that everybody can have a good time and everything else. Now, you just listen to what everybody got to say here, that's all. Go ahead, kingfish. Explain to them how come we ain't got a favor. Explain that to Amos.
Well, Brother Amos, I have done with a new bylaw.
Boy, these bylaws is the thing.
Well, what is the bylaw?
Well, I'll read it to you here. I've got it right here on a piece of paper. We were just talking it over when you come in. Now, it says here, be it resolved. Whereas, hereafter, and even after that.
That's good, Ian. What do that mean?
Just listen to the bylaw, Ian. Don't worry about that. Go ahead, kingfish. Read the bylaw.
Well, the bylaw says, when assessment is made in the lodge of the Mystic Knights of the Sea, the officers of the lodge will be known as the assessors, and the members of the lodge will be known as the assessees.
You see, Amos, the assessees is the sardine, and all the big fish like us is the assessors.
Well, that ought to fix it up then, the way you got it there now. That's good.
He ain't read it to you yet, though.
Ain't he, Juma? I thought, too, I heard him say something to
you. You see, Brother Amos, I ain't come to the part that gets us out of it.
Oh, maybe I ain't heard you yet, huh?
How are you going to hear him if he didn't say it?
Yeah, but I thought I heard him say it.
Well, now, wait a minute. Go ahead, King.
Now, the bylaw says, when the assessment is made, that's all. That's it. Without assessment, wait a minute now. Let me see here. That's all. That's it.
Well, now the doggone, that is good. That is a mess of justice going on, though, Amos.
You see how that works out, Amos?
I'll have to explain it to him after a while, Kingfish. I'll explain that to him after a while.
In other words, Amos, you is a that's-all, and a that's-all assesses a that's-ee without assessing himself.
Can't you, huh?
Now listen, Amos, and I'll explain it. If the lodge is going to put on an assessment, what is the first thing that they do?
I give up.
Amos, the first thing they do is start assessing everybody, don't they?
Wait a minute now, Brother Andy. Let me explain this to Amos in another way. Now, just a second.
Yeah, put it to me another way to explain that to me in a different way.
Yeah, try that. Try that.
Well, Amos, when you have assessments, everybody pays the assessment except the officer. Now, when I unrecite this bylaw, that is what you get.
Who gets it?
The members in general.
He don't even know what general you're talking about, Kingfish.
You say the members get it. One time you were talking about taking it away from them, and the next time they're getting it.
They get it, Amos, but they don't get it. Do you get it?
Do I get it?
Yeah.
He means, do you get what he is talking about, Amos?
I ain't got nothing to say. now.
Oh.
Well, anyway, that is the way it works.
It do, huh?
Thoughts for the last two times we set the number. It figures 2%.
It figures 2%, huh? What figures 2%?
I gotta explain all that to him after you go, I guess.
2% of the members that is set pays the pension. 98% of them don't pay no pension to them.
Wait a minute, Kingfish, wait a minute. I'm thinking here. I've got a great idea.
Well, what is your idea, Commander?
If it don't but 2% of the members pay the pension like you talk about, instead of setting them $5, why don't we set them $100? Or it's only but 2% of the payers anyway.
Well, Brother Andy, if we set the members $100, with nobody pay, that would give all of the brothers a pay.
That is right, Andy. I wonder why I thought that. I guess that got into my head there by mistake.
Oh, yeah, you see, Brother Andy, we could work that out in some way to doctor to those two brothers or those 2% boys, but I don't see how we're going to do it without scaring them off.
Oh, no, let that one go.
Well, boys, everything is going to work out all right. I'll get on home now, and I'll see you brothers later.
Yeah. All right, Kingfish, I'll see you later, then.
So long, Kingfish.
So long, boys, so long.
Well, Amos, we got to get the money in the lot. That's one thing that we got to do.
I don't get what he's talking about.
I'll explain that to you tonight when we get home, Amos. I can't do it now. I was all worn out now from spinning my brain when he was here.
I was kind of worried myself now, Amos.
What are you worried about?
Well, ever since Mr. Taylor passed me on the street when I was talking to Tipsy Face, I've been worried. So I went over to see Mr. Taylor.
You've been over to old man Taylor's house?
Yeah, I went over there. I done explained the whole thing to him, too.
Well, was he mad about it?
No. He seemed to be all right. The way he talked to me, he was all right.
Well, then what are you worried about?
Well, he said to me, here, I'm going to tell you what I worried about. He said, that's all right, then. I don't expect you to be alone just because Ruby is out of town. And then he said to me, maybe Ruby is having a date now and then while she's away.
Oh, yeah. There you is.
That's what I was worried about.
Well, what is you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to write Ruby a letter and ask her if she is having a date. It just seems like everything goes wrong with me.
You go write Ruby a letter, huh?
I'm going to write her an answer if she's mad with me.
Well, get a pencil and a piece of paper. I'll help you write the letter.
I ain't going to do it. You were going to help me write that letter last night to Ruby's papa. If I'd have sent him that letter, he'd never speak to me again.
Amos, do what I tell you to do. Get a pencil and a piece of paper.
I ain't going to do it. I'll write you that letter now. Don't you try to tell me what to write down.